The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife, Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslaha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nachat from the children, and all the Berachot. Amen.
Daf Chafchet. Today's Daf is being studied. Na'adu Nishmat Murzikani Yosef Ben Sarah Ben Maratzikani Atiyafa Bat Sarah. There, Rabbi Abraham Ben Esther, Wahashem Tanihem Begin Aiden. Amen. Today's Daf is being studied for Ashlamah Moshe Medina Sarah, Ruhamah Bat Rahav Sarah Bat Rachel. Rabbi Siyun Ben Esther, Inna Refanadahim. We begin today's daf on Chaf Zayin Amud Bet, and we are starting on the bottom of the daf of Chaf Zayin, two lines on the bottom. Ashkehan Sota. We learned yesterday's daf about the concept of Gidgul Shivua. According to the halakha, there's no Shivua on Karka, but if a person is making a Shivua on Metaltelin, so they megalgil, they roll the Shivua. Once he's already swearing on Metaltelin, he could swear on the Karka itself. So the Gemara said, Gilgul Shivua min HaTorah minayin. The Gemara says, Sota. Ve'anta Isha, Amen. Ve'amira Isha, Amen, Amen. So the Gemara said, what do you mean, Amen, Amen? So, Amen, I did not commit Zinut when I was a Nesu'a. Amen, I did not commit Zinut when I was a Arusa. And we learned yesterday, the way we calculated it, is that the Amen on the Arusa is working through a Gilgul Shivua. Because we didn't have a case. Normally you cannot make a lady swear when she's in Arusa, either because there's no Sota during the Arusa stage, or if you want to tell me it's in other scenarios, we had questions why it doesn't work. The Ma'aseh, we said the only way you can make a Shivua on an Arusa case is where she committed, she had Kinui and Stira when she was a Nisua. You can take her to Beit HaMikdash. Beit HaMikdash, she makes her swear. Swear you didn't do anything now. And you know what? Once you're swearing now, I want to know what you did when you were in Arusa. Even though he made no kinui, she was in Arusa. Even though really, according to the regular laws, how could you make me swear what I did when I was Arusa? Gilgul. So the Gemara says, very good. Ashkehan Sota. Di Surah. Mamunah min alam. Very good. We're trying to learn it by fields. And we have a general rule. Mamunah min Surah lo yafinan. We don't learn monetary from Isud. Sota is a different geder. Right? Just because you learned it by Sota, Gilgul Shivua, who told you that applies to every single case, specifically Mamun? Tana de Rabbi Ishmael, Kavahomer. Bring a Kavahomer. Uma Sota Shelo Nitna Leitaba Be'edehad Megalgelin Mamun Shinitan Leitaba Be'edehad Enodin Shemitgalgelin. Which means Sota is more strict in one law, of the Eid Echad law, and still you can make a Gilgul Shivua. Mamon, which is lenient in the sense that there's rules even with one witness, certainly you should be able to be Megalgil. What is the one witness? Rashi Shilu, Nitna Lishtaba, Shivua Shila Be'ed Echad Kadirin Hatam. The Sirik Shnei Edim Shila'u Ashi Nistera. The Alif Dava Dava Mamon. In Sota, you need two witnesses to see Nistera. In order to get it to make a Shivua, it's not enough to have one witness that saw a secluded. You need two witnesses to see a secluded. And still, even though you have a stringency of two witnesses to need seclusion, still we say what? You can make a Gilgul Shivua. And next, Rashi, Mamon, Chinitani, Tavad, Lashbiya, Be'ed Echad. Which means, Im Ta'ano Mane. Let's say a guy comes to his friend and says, you owe me 100. Ve'chafar lo bechulo. He says, I owe you nothing. Ve'ed Echad, Me'ido Shu Hayav. And one witness comes along and says, no, he's Hayav. He's got one witness testifying against him. Hayav lo, Hayav Nishba. He has to swear. שנאמר לא יקום עד אחד באיש לכל עוון וכל חטאת לכל עוון וכל חטאת אינו קם אבל קם הוא לשבועה. It means one witness in a monetary case is able to make the person swear. So therefore you see what if sota, which you need two witnesses to see stira, and still Gilgul Shivua works from Nisua to Arusa, Mamon, which has ramifications even with one witness. One witness can create the Shivua on a person by Mamonon. Certainly there should be a concept of Gilgul Shivua. Good. Chavz Gevarad says, good. So it's from a Skalvahomer of Sota. Ashkehan bevaday sefek minalan. All you found is vaday. Rashi. Ashkehan Vaday Shemegalgelin Shivuat Ta'anat Bari Bedavar She'en Hayavim Alav Shivuat Kegon Karkaot Osho Lohoda Bemiksat Shemegalgelin Oto Imit Hayiv Lo Shivuat Makom Aher. Which means, in the case of Vaday, the guy comes along and says, you owe me 100. That's a Vaday case. And the guy claims, whatever it is, no, I don't owe you. So once he swears on that, you can make him swear now on Karkaot also. Another situation that happened to Karkaot. But that's a case where the guy is certain, he's claiming, you owe me this amount of money. Sefek minayin. How do you know when the guy's claim is only Sefek Mamon, and still you can make a Gilgul? What's the case of Sefek? And as she says, Sefek minayin. Ta'anat Shimme. כגון שבועת השותפים והריסים שחלקו כדתנן בשבועות חלקו השותפים והריסים. You have, let's say, case over here, partners divided up the assets, okay, they divided it up, so the deal is אינו יכול להשביעו. So you're not allowed to make the guy swear now and tell him maybe you took more. You're not allowed. וכתני התחייב לו שבוע במקום אחר. But once already, because you suspect him, that's a case of suspicion, you divide up the assets amongst your partner. Now you suspect the man, maybe he took more than me. We don't make a guy make a shivwa. Shutafim, you cannot obligate a guy to make a shivwa that maybe he took more than you. But the law is, if, let's say you're making him make a shivwa somewhere else where you're allowed to, you can negalgel the safek case. Oh, so we only know Ashkehan Vaday. We don't know cases over here where you have a situation of Vaday, so you can make a gilgul. How do you know that you can even negalgel to a case of a Sefik, correct? Good. All right, in the case of Vaday, a guy comes to me, listen, you owe me money and you owe me property. All right, it's a Vaday case, not a suspicion. No, so once he makes Shivwa on the money, he may get the property. But in this case over here, tells me, okay, you owe me money. Good, make a Shivwa. And once you make a Shivwa on this, I want you to make a get on the Shutafim situation. Shutafim is Sefik. That's only suspicion. How do you know you can negalgel even to a situation of suspicion? Safek. Gemara says, Min alan. Well, let's read Rashi. She has an interesting point here. Min alan. I know you're going to ask. Learn from Sota. Im mikav vachome lo dame. I learn from Sota. Isn't Sota a Safek case? Sota, the guy doesn't know what she did. Safek. And we make a good shivwa even if the guy is a suspicion. So make the same kavachomer by sota, which is safek, and the only one you need two witnesses. Kavachomer in the case of money, you know, make the same kavachomer made till now. What's the matter learning from sota? So that she says, kol shivuata safek, which means there the whole deen of sota is a safek. V'gilgul name safek. That's an exceptional case. Mamon ikar shivuato ena ba'ela b'ta'anat vaday. Which means, when it comes to money, the ikar shivua by money is on a for sure claim. You owe me this amount of money. So therefore, you can't learn from sota to mamon, because sota, intrinsically, the whole case is a sefer case. That's a different, it's a different gedr. But in the shivuot of money, the primary shivuot by money is where the guy's coming to claim a vaday case. So therefore, I have a question. Vaday case, you can make a shivuat gilgul. How do you know it's a sefek? Don't tell me sota. Don't. It's a chidush of the Torah. Even on a sefek, you make a shivuat. The whole deen of sota is sefek. Even the initial shivuat. Forget about the gilgul. Even the first shivuat, you don't know if she did it or not. Because you all know it's in the stira. So sota, you can't learn from, Probably, maybe you learn from mamon. Okay, mamon, you only see vaday case, you make a shivuat. Where do you learn that you can even make a gilgul on a sefek? This is what she's going to cause problems for us in a second. Because look at the Gemara's answer. Gemara says, Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai omer, ne'emra shivua b'chutz. We have a case of shivua b'chutz, outside. That's money. I'm betting. Shivua b'chutz means outside the Beit HaMikdash. Where's monetary cases? Where do they happen? B'chutz, in betin. And we have the case of Shivua Bifnim. That's the case of Sota. That's done in the Beit HaMikdash. Shivua Mura Bifnim. Just like the Shivua of Sota. You made the Safek like a Vadai, meaning that she makes a Shivua even on a Safek. Even the regular Shivua of Betin. And therefore you make a Shavuot Safik. From where? From Sotah. But Hashim, you just gave me a whole long pool that you can't learn from Sotah, because Sotah is a special thing, it's Hadush. And then Gemara Lema'aseh learns from Sotah, which is very, 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 very hard to understand, which means when we want to learn from a Kal V'chomer from Sotah, then she says, no. Ma'aseh Sotah, the whole deen is Safik. Okay, good. So don't learn from Kal V'chomer, but learn from a Mamatzinu. Just like we found by Sotah, that what? Don't. The guy's misupak. You don't know what his wife did. And still what? We made the shivwa, we treat it like a vadai, to make a shivwa. So too in a case where, of mamon, where even though the guy's suspecting, we'll make a gilgul shivwa as well. I'm not giving you the answer to this question. I know that Mr. Fadim bring this question. Meaning, what happened to Rashi's problem that he had by the Kavahom, and now he's saying he has no problem to learn from Sutta. Look, I saw them, somebody Sifadim asked the question. Yeah, who brings this question? Hanushim Maharit. Atzmut Yosef, Sefer HaMekna. Different Mefashim. If you know the question, it stands out in the question. It's obvious. Okay, we go further. Ad Hechan Gilgul Shavua. Okay, how far does this go? To what extent does this Gilgul Shavua work? Yeah, we'll see now. I mean, to what items could you Megalgel to? What the rule basically is, even though you have an item that normally you would not make a shivwa on, once already you're making a mandatory shivwa, tegalgel. So now we learned so far, sotah, you have tegalgel from nisuin to erusin, that's one gilgul shivwa. Monetary, you owe me $100, and by the way, that's my field. Swear on the $100 that you don't owe it, and then I can tegalgel to the field. Not only that, you owe me $100, and by the way, that partnership that we had, I suspect that when we split up the goods, you might have taken something. Tegalgel even on a safek. Good, so we're tegalgeling on all. All you need is a mandatory one, and then you just make a so. So now you tack on. So, to what extent? So, I'm going to give you examples. Adhechem Gilgul Shiva, Amar Rav Yehuda Amarav, De Amar Le, He Shavali She'en Avdi Ata. Okay. Yen Betin, you owe me $100. I owe you nothing. Edehad comes along and says, no, he owes. What's the deen? Make a shivwa that you don't owe. Oh, good. Mr. Betin, now that he's making a shivwa, I'd like to make a shivwa also. Let him swear to me that he's not my Eved Kanani. Okay. Normally, you can't just go make that guy Betin swear to me you're not my Eved Kanani. What kind of shivwa is that? But already, once already, you got the guy in Betin, swear that you're not my Eved Kanani. He shivali shein avdi atta. So comes the Gemara and says, look at Rashi, afilu ze megalgelin, im yitalev shuvah makom acher. So comes the Gemara and says, you can't do that, you're not allowed to do that. Ha'u shimute meshametin ande. The law is, if you call your friend in Eved Kana'ani, the Betin will put the guy in Hedim. You can't just call your friend an Eved Kana'ani. That's a derogatory statement. If you call a guy an Eved Kana'ani, or you patur a mitzvot, you can marry a shefcha, it's a derogatory thing. Detanya, hakore l'chaviru Eved. A guy calls his friend an Eved, yibini dui. They put the guy in Hedim. Mamzer, you call your friend a Mamzer, stop, Mamzer. Sofeket arba'im. Baby Malkut. Well, it's time, you can't call a guy a Mamzer. You mizalzel with Israel. Rasha. Call the guy Rasha. Yorid emo lehayav. Which means, she says, mutal lesanato, you can hate the guy. You don't have to do business with this guy. You could memeret his parnasa. Yeah, you could knock the guy down. Yorid leumato, you can open up a competing business against him, even though normally you can't, but this guy you can, because guys call people the Shaim. So therefore, in Betin, all of a sudden this guy's going to come out and swear to me that he's not an Eved Kanani. What Eved Kanani? You're calling the guy an Eved Kanani? Now we'll beat you up for that. We're going to make a guy with Shivua on such a thing? Which means, you want to make Gilgul Shivua on such items? No. Yeah, that's too much. Right? Adrabah. That Betin is going to defend the guy who's getting claimed. Right. Betin's not going to make a Gilgul in this case. So we don't like you guys just walking around making claims like that.
Yes.
So comes the Gemara and says, good. El Abarava, Hishavali, Shelon Nimkeret Li Be'evet Avri. Oh, That's not such a knock to tell a guy that he's an Eved Evri. Eved Evri still hayav in mitzvot, and so on and so forth. So a guy gives the Beit Din, you owe me money. I don't owe you nothing. Shavua. Oh, you know what? Beit Din, once he's making a Shavua on the money, swear to me that he's not my Eved Evri. Right? Now, what could be his claim is not Eved Evri? That he's my Eved Evri. Either he's my Eved Evri and he left early, and he still owes me 2 more years of work. Mm-hmm. Or he left and he didn't pay me, you know, on kesef, he didn't pay me the money of his depreciation. No, that's a monetary claim already. Right? He's saying, he's my Eved Evri and he left early, or he didn't pay me any money. So Gemara says, Hai ta'anata me'al yetai. Gemara says,
can you always make him swear to that?
If no, oh, so Gemara says, Hai ta'anata me'al. That's a regular valuable and viable claim. Mamuna itle gabe. That's a monetary claim, which means that's a really, that's a money claim. Would you forget about Gilgul Shavua? The guy can bring him into Beit Din. Hey, listen, the guy owes me money. That's a case of money. So, what are you giving me? You can even be galgel such a case. What do you need to be galgel? Isn't that a case of money? Bottom line, when a guy says he's my Eved Evri, what are you claiming? He owes me money. I said, well, that's a gilgul. You need a gilgul for that? Didn't we learn a monetary case as a shavua? The hadus was karka, it's not. Oh, so he's modeh. He's saying, I owe you this. No, I mean, not modeh. The guy says, a kofer akol, and you have one witness comes along.
One witness
comes along and says, he's right. Okay, so you have to make a shavua. I mean, it's not, you don't got to come out to hadush, adhech, and gilgul shavua. This is a regular claim. Now she says,
yes, he does.
Ta'ana me'al yetai. Ubedo gilgul nabeh. It went out of gilgul. Yavam odib miksat. Oh. If he pushes there, I gave you part of it, I only owe you this much. Or, hayalo edihad. Or he was kofed a call, and one witness came along and said, no, you do owe it. Hayahayav shivwa. The ta'anat metaltilin hizu. Shetov'o pe'ulato. Either he's claiming his work, you owe me more work. Or gir'ono. Or you owe me depreciation. This case is a regular case. So Gemara says, no. Because he looks at an Eved Devri, not the way we always understood it. Eved Devri, he looks at the guy's body is kanui to the master. Oh, so what is that? So already this is not a monetary case over here. It's not money already. Now already it's like Shivua is a metaltelin. This case of an Eved is more like karka now. Oh, so that's Hadush, that what? That we normally we have a gilgul on karka. So the hadush said, hey Khan, even on an Eved Evri, that's like karka. Uh-huh. So the Gemara doesn't hold it. Hainu karka. He said karka already. So anybody that's like karka, also there'll be a gilgul. Obviously you went out of your way to tell me, ad hechan gilgul, even a case of Eved Evri. Well, if you go like the Shittah, it says Eved Evri is a din of karka. Okay, so it's karka already. So what would you have to say? And anything that's like karka, what do you have to specify Eved Evri? Mm-hmm. So Gemara says, Ma'u de tema. I would have thought. Karka, when a guy, let's say, has a transaction with karka, who de av de inche people, it's customary, it's regular, it's normal, de mizabne bisina. Real estate, they make the deal bisina. In ita de zavin le. And therefore, if there really was a transaction that he sold the item or that he bought the item, let le kala, there's not going to be a voice. There's not going to be it's not going to be well known. So therefore, since it's not well known, since I don't know, I can make the guy make a shivua because it's not so well known what the transaction of it. This guy's claiming, hey, that field is mine. And we really don't know what goes on in Karkot. Things are usually done low-key. So therefore, there I could say he can make a gilgul, because his shivua really is clarifying it for me, because I really don't know if the field was sold or not. However, hay im ita de zavin, in the case of Eved Devri, if a guy was sold as an Eved Devri, kala itle. People know about this over here. And if this isn't well known, so maybe I'll say, you know, make a gilgul shivua in such a case over there, which means, oh, how come nobody's talking then? Right. Karka, I can say, you know why you make a shivua? Because it's a private item. Mm-hmm. Private item could be, I don't know what the guy, did he sell it or not? I'll make a gilu shivua. Mashiach, in the case of Eva, listen, if you were sold as an Eva Devri, the whole world would have known about it. Yeah. And nobody knows about it. Right, so maybe in such a case, you don't make a gilu shivua. It's different than the regular dynamics of karka. Kamash malan, even in Eva Devri, that normally there's a call. If there wasn't a call, doesn't matter. You make a shivua. Which means, and we don't let the guy say, hey, listen, I'm not making a shivua. Nobody knows even I was sold. How come they're not talking?
Is there a witness?
You don't need a witness. The guy come along and say, and there's a witness that can be
the witness on the first day.
On the monetary, there's a witness.
Right.
And he comes along and says, but you sold me as a Eved Evri. I bought you as an Eved Evri. You owe me money, you owe me to work, you owe me this and that. And you're my, you're karka. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Hainu karka. Okay, that's the letle kala. Mishumachi tram bagilgul. Mashaken this ite kala. You would have thought that there's no gilgul because nobody saw kala. No, you can still make the guy make a shivua in such a place. Good. Right. Well, he says over when there's no call, so your claim is an unbelievable claim. You're claiming that I'm your Eved Evri. Nobody knows about it. That's an unbelievable claim. Maybe there's no Gilgul on unbelievable claims. Come as well, there is. Okay, next case in the Mishnah. Next Mishnah is very interesting. Basically, the next Mishnah is going to get involved now in the dynamics of Halipin.
Nice.
Let's just review Halipin quickly, because then we're going to give a lot of different ways Halipin is going to work. You got a seller, you got a buyer. Seller wants to sell his goods. Okay, now of course, we know, metaltelin, one of the ways to acquire metaltelin is kesef. Not kesef. Kesef is not for me. Meshicha. The buyer gives the money, right? Then he makes meshicha on the item, he's called any item. Very good. There's another way. Another way is the buyer, he gives, let's say, a suddar, a handkerchief, to the seller. The seller picks up the handkerchief. So he says, when I pick up this handkerchief, the sudar, right, I make a kinyan in the sudar, so the item transfers to you. No mishika. Which is, even though it's still in the seller's possession, he picks up the handkerchief, zoop, it's already considered as if the buyer owns the item. Nafkamina, something happens to this item now, the buyer got loses out. That's called kinyan. Halipin, they learn it from Megillat Rut, Shalaf Ish Na'alov, and Atal Nidei Ayo. That's a special type of kinyan. And you can use halipin. So the Gemara Mishnah is going to discuss different ways of making halipin. We start. Kol ha'na'asa damim be'acher. Confusing language. Kol ha'na'asa damim be'acher. We need Rashi to explain these words. Anything that can become money with something else. So that she gives us definition. Shedarko letito bedamim, a normal item that it's the derech to pay for it. Keshekonim hefetz echad. Ve'ashta salka datach dematbeya atalash mi'inan. Which means, anything that has a value, which means anything that you use to purchase things. Kol ha'na'asah damim ba'acher. Anything that has value that you use to purchase power, which we would call that, according to Havamina, matbiya, a coin, money, right? Kevan shezachah zeh nitchayev zeh b'halipav. Hechad dinatnu b'tzurat halipin, v'lo b'tzurat damim. Guy gave money, but I'm not giving you this money for kinyan kesef. The item's worth $100, yeah? He gives him a dollar. I'm giving you this dollar, not as payment, I'm giving it as halipin. The seller picks up the dollar, and the item transfers. So the hadush of the Mishnah is that you can make halipin even with money. We thought maybe it got to be a keli, a handkerchief, a shoe, whatever. No, halipin can even be made with a matbaya. If you're using it not for the kesef kinyan, you're using it for halipin kinyan. So again, kol ha'na'asa damim be'acher. Anything that's used as payment to buy when you're buying something else, which has a value, in this case, money. Good. Once the guy picked up the dollar, which means The buyer now, it's his item. And anything that happens to this item, it's the buyer's problem. Now she says, Kivan shezacha bo hamakneh, that's the seller. Umashak zuz ehad min hakoneh, he picked up one zuz from the koneh, betot kenyan halipin, netchayev hakoneh beonseh halipin bechol makom shehem. Imetu, if the animal died, it was an animal. Animal died, or ne'evdu, or got lost. Alav l'shalim ha'ma'ot sheposek latet lo, which means the seller can say, oh, you didn't pay for the goods yet. You gave me a dollar for halipin, but you stole me $100 for the goods. The guy said, what are you talking about? It died yet. Well, it died in your possession. You stole me $100, please. Not my problem. Already the sale was made. Okay? So that's the solution of the Mishnah. Good. Now the Mishnah comes along and says, Ketzad. Now, I'm expecting in this Ketzad that the Mishnah is going to give me a case where a guy used money as a halipin. And the Mishnah is giving you a Ketzad, right?
Yeah.
Look at the Ketzad that the Mishnah brings me. החליף שור בפרה או חמור בשור כיוון שזה חזן את חייב זה בחליפיו. The Mishnah gives me a totally different example for what I was trying to prove. You have a guy wants to buy a hamor and a para. So you give the guy the hamor. The guy picked up the hamor and his para transfers, meaning using an animal as a halipin. Okay, hadush, use the animal, but that's not what I'm trying to prove in the beginning of the Mishnah. So this Mishnah's construction is a big problem. Okay, look at Rashi. Hechlif shor bepara. Kivan shemashak ba'ala para et ashor. Right? The guy owns the para. He got the shor now. He's the seller of the para. Niktit para lelokayah. The para's transferred. Wherever it is. Para dies. Sorry, your fault. Bechom makom shi ve'on sa'ala u'begvara parich. My ketzad. What's this ketzad? Ho'il ve'u atil ashmenet demadbeya na'asa halipin. No point the Mishnah was teaching me that halipin is by a matbaya. Shafapish with the damim came alan the ma'ot enam konot enam mishkat ha-mekah. The hadush of Mishnah was, even normally you konem metaltelin with mishika, but hadush is halipin also works even if you're using a matbaya. Ketzad, peshor v'hamor. Gemara. Halipin, mind you, the halipin in the beginning of the Mishnah, with this vague language, call the na'asad damin ba'akhir, we're not talking about anything that's used as money, as payment somewhere else. What does that mean? That's a complicated way the Gemara says to say matbeya. Oh, it's a coin. Beautiful. Shma minah, you know what we learned from here? Matbeya na'asa halipin. Now that's a problem, because we know in Gemara, Baba Mitzi'ah, the Gemara concludes matbeya inu na'asa halipin. You can't use money as a halipin. So therefore this whole Mishnah makes no sense. Forget about our question that we asked, that the proof makes no sense. You cannot learn the Rishah that's talking about matbaya. We know matbaya doesn't work as a halipin. So we got to reinterpret. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Hachi Kamar, Kol Nishom Damim Be'acher, anything that can be evaluated for money, that's she, bottom line. Kol davar she'imbal letitot damim be'acher sarich leshumo bedamim danu kol ha-metaltelin bad be'matbaya. Good. Anything that has a value of kesef, shaveh kesef, that means metaltelin. Anything that, when you want to pay money, right? The guy tells you $100. Okay, I don't have $100. I'll pay you this keli that's worth $100. So anything that has an assessment of money, that's equal to money, Kadush, you could use that as a halipin, which means it could be a metaltelin. Kivach is a kazen it hayab halipin. Good. Once he makes the kinyan and the halipin, the seller, the item is transferred. Rashi, kivach is a ka, im natno betot halipin. Niknu halipin lokem mshicha, shemashach ba'al ha-mekah et ze. The seller picked up the halipin. Vashme'inan, what's the hadush of Mishnah then? The Torah halipin b'metaltelin. Okay? V'lememad, I forgot the litnu keli. Oh, even though the metaltelin is not necessarily a keli, you might have thought you could only make halipin if the item's a keli. Kamashma'lan, any type of metaltelin, as long as it has a value of some sort that it could be used in a regular transaction, you can make halipin, except for matbeya. Oh. Daikaname, I've proved here that this is right. Diktani, ketzad, hechliv shor bapara, or hamor bishor. Shmamina? Very good. Now the proof is good. That we're talking about, not matbeyas. That's why the example that the Mishnah gave me was what?
Animals.
Well, good. So animals is also a type of item that can be assessed.
Transaction.
Very good. But now the Gemara is bothered by the Hava Amina. Which means, according to the Hava Amina that you wanted to say, it's matbeya. What would you have a minute to say such things? So Gemara starts. That which you thought initially, right, that a coin can make a halipin, my ketzad. The Gemara is saying, what would you got to have a halipin, you got to have a derech. The reason why you fell off of it is because already we have a controversy in Baba Metziah, matbeya doesn't work and all that. But besides that,
what were you thinking?
Mishnah doesn't work.
Forget about it. You don't got to go to Baba Metziah to knock out matbeya. The Mishnah doesn't work. Yeah, but you didn't have to go so far to knock out matbeya. You should have just said, can't be matbeya. Mishnah's proof is not a proof. Ela, no, you had a derech in the Mishnah. I just said, oh, we know matbeya is all controversy about Mitzian. We know that's not resolved. We're going to resolve it over there that matbeya is not a halipin. So what would you have, Amina? What were you thinking? So the Gemara says, "O my disalika dati mikara de matbeya nasa halipin." My kids at hachi ka'amar. This is what it means to say. Perot neme avde halipin. That not only money can make halipin, but also fruit. Perot. What does that mean? Haki ka'amar. And she says, "Tarti atalash meinan." Two things. Mishnah would tell me two things. Nakat bereisha matbeya. Vadarash meinan she'al metaltelin. You're right. The proof is not to matveya. The proof is to not only kesef, but also fruit. And how you learn that? So he says like this. Ketzad. Yechliv basar shor. Oh. Not the shor itself. Maybe also the shor itself. But even the basar shor, bepara, o basar hamor beshor, kevan chizachaze, nitchayev, bahalipin. Rashi. Pire nami. Kol midi de lo avi kli, anything that's not a keli, peri karile, le'enyan halipin. Peri lavdak, let me fruit. Fruit is another way of saying all non-kelim. Meat is also a peri. It's a metaltelin, it's not a keli. So the Mishnah is coming to say, not only matbeya, but any non-vessel item like a peri, avdi halipin or sitrot halipin, we don't mean a na'al dafka. We don't say it's got to be like a shoe, like we learned in Megillat Rut, dafka keli. Basar shor, the koshken shor hai. Or the most regular shor, da'adif tefeh, the dami likrish mishtamshim bo. If the animal's alive, it has a function. That's more like a keli. The hadush is even a piece of basar. That has no function. What do you do with a piece of basar? Maybe you eat it, but the function of the basar doesn't have a function. So, and still what? You can make a thing. Good. So that's how we would learn the Mishnah. Matbeya vehuadin. You got to throw in somewhere in the Mishnah vehuadin perot. I guess just like a matbeya is not a keli. So to all items, and the proof for the Mishnah is not on the matbeya. The proof is for the other stuff. Yeah. For the perot. If a guy gave basar shor, for a halipin, it's going to work. Good? So comes Gibran and says, right, not so fast. Ani halal Rav Sheshat. Damar perot avdi halipin. That's going to quote Rav Sheshat that says, generally speaking, perot work as a halipin. However, you're stuck. Because there's a shita at the Kod Rav Nachman. He says, there's no halipin by perot. So don't. So we're back to the question. If you're learning the Rish, I was matbeya, and you bring me a proof by animals, what's the raya? You want to tell me that what? No. It meant matbeya / perot, and the raya was the perot. Okay, fine. But if you have perot, can I make a halipin? Then we're back, we're stuck. How are you learning the Mishnah? So Gemara says, "Haki kamar, yesh damim shehem kahalipin." Oh, sometimes money can work and serve as a halipin. Now, ketzat. In this case here. Halif demeshor bapara. You made a halipin with the money of a shor for para. Or deme hamor beshor. Are you ready for the case? Interesting case here. A guy bought a hamor from his friend. That was him $1,000 for the hamor. He didn't pay him.
Layaway.
Yeah, layaway, exactly. He bought it. He made Meshicha on the hamor, whatever it is. He took it. He owns it. He owed me $1,000. Right? Mm-hmm. He sold him the hamor. He sold him the hamor. Again, he sold him a hamor. He's owed $1,000. He didn't get the $1,000 yet. Now he tells the guy, you know what? The $1,000 you owe me, don't give me the $1,000. I need a para. So could you give me a para? Which really what he's saying is, keep the $1,000. Right? So that's pshat when he say keep the $1,000, as if what? He's making a halipin on the $1,000. And the para now belongs, is transferred. Even though you didn't transfer it yet.
Yeah.
So it's like you're making a halipin on the owed money. Hold the money by you. Oh, hold the money by me. Don't pay me. Hold the money by me. And I'll get your para. So the hadush of the Mishnah is that you could make halipin in such a case. Not by regular money. Regular money, no. Regular ma'ot, where you give the guy a dollar to make a halipin, not going to work. Hadush of the Mishnah is, but if you want to make it in such a case where the guy owes you the $1,000 and you tell him keep the money, such a halipin will work. Why? What's the difference? If money doesn't work, this is money also. So the Gemara is going to say because we'll wait for the Gemara. Let's see the case of the Nashi first. Look at Nashi. Haki kamar. Yesh damim shehem ke halipin. Kula matnitin hada milta kamar. No Mishnah is one case, which means we didn't go to Perot, don't involve Perot in this case. Good. The whole Mishnah is talking about coins. Which means, yeah, like we learned earlier, anything that has that you have as buying power, namely a coin, sometimes, right? Even though when he gave the even though it's like it's a monetary item, money can turn into halipin. How? Ketzad he'chliv demeshor bepara machal lo shor bemane. That's not the case. Simple. This is introduction to the case. He sold him a shor. Umashko, the guy was moshech the shor. V'netayev lo ze hamane. The guy owes him $1,000. The guy that sold him the shor says, "Yesh lecha para liten bedamim? Do me a favor. The money you owe me, could you give me a para instead?" Amalehin, of course. Shema lo bemane. So he took a cow that was worth that money, oh beperes, or half that money, whatever it is. Amalom mocher hashor. Mocher hashor told him, "Hare ma'ot shata hayav li netunin lecha bedameha." Okay, keep the money. Ma'ot alalu konim belom meshichat para kahalipin. When I tell the guy keep the money as payment, even though normally money doesn't make an acquisition, I need to make a meshicha. The hidush over in such a case, the money as it makes an acquisition like a halipin, and therefore the para is mine, and therefore if something happened to the para,
so the para is with that meshicha.
That's right. Now the Gemara says, what's the logic? My tama. Gemara explains, umar. Oh, and therefore the Mishnah makes a lot of sense. Ketzad, hechliv shor ba-para. That's the case. Shor ba-para means that you bought a shor regularly. You made a meshicha on the shor. And now you want to make a halipin on the para with the money that's owed to you. It works. So the case is all good, like we're learning. The Gemara says, my tama savarek Rabbi Yohanan damar. Devar Torah ma'ot konot. We're going like the opinion that says, Minat Torah, money is an acquisition. Let's speak this out. From the Torah law, you paid, you own. Even though you didn't make a meshicha. Mm-hmm. That's a little dangerous, because if I pay and I own it, what's going to happen?
going to die.
The seller is not going to worry about your product anymore. He's going to neglect your product. Right. Now come to you later when you're going to come to pick up the goods. Oh, sorry, there was a fire in the warehouse and all your stuff burnt down. He's going to neglect the item. So it says, so why did the rabbis come along and say, you're not going until you make Mashiach? Maybe your product got burnt in the attic, which is he's neglect your items. Good? Oh, miltad shchiha gazru berabanan. Miltad lo shchiha lo gazru berabanan. Very good. We have a rule. Rabbis only make a gezerah on things that are prevalent and are common. But in things that are not common, the rabbis don't make a gezerah. It is common that what? In a regular transaction, you want to buy an item, you paid money. On there, the rabbi said, that's the normal way people transact. That money is not koneh. You know why? Because now the seller has no incentive to watch the goods anymore. And therefore, like we said, he's going to tell you the stuff got burnt, got lost, I'm sorry. Huh? Therefore, no good. But in cases that are not so common in transaction, the rabbis are going to keep it on the deoraita. You know what a case that's not so common? This case that we're discussing over here. The guy made Meshicha, he's owed money, and he tells the guy, give me a para for the value of it. I'm not saying it can't happen, but that's not the regular common case. So in such a case, the rabbis are not going to make a gizrah, and they're going to say what? Once you tell the guy, keep the money, right? And you owe me the para is owed, it's transferred already. Which is the money will be like a halipin, be like a halipin, which is the Mishnah saying, yesh damim, in some cases, money serves like a halipin, and which means the rabbis were not going to be gozer in such a case to say ma'ot enam konot, and therefore when you tell the guy, keep the money, the para is transferred, even though he did not make a meshicha. It's like a halipin. Yep, if you say ma'ot konot, you don't have to make a meshicha. So it's like sometimes ma'ot are konot like a halipin where you don't need to make a meshicha. Yeah. In which case? In a case where it's not so shchiach, where the guy's using money that was owed to him to buy stuff. Oh, in that case, the rabbis are going to put it on the Torah law, ma'ot konot, and then no problem. Granted, because the guy's still over here, who the parah wasn't treated. The guy could still come along later and say, oh, sorry, your parah, I got struck by lightning, I don't know what. You're right, but since it's not such a common case, the rabbis did not make a gizera on it. Look at Rashi. My tama, shani mishar ma'ot. Why is this case different than regular money? Savala tana de man iti kerebi yochanan. De amar, u mishikha midrabanan. Mishikha is only midrabanan. In the Torah, money works. Shema yomar lo, hamekabel ma'ot. Right? Maybe the guy that got the money, he's going to say what? Nisrefu haitecha. Sorry, your wheat got burnt. Oh, mitramele deleka. Oh, it burned the fire. Lo tarach le'atzulin. He's not going to go save your goods, right? If there's a fire in the warehouse, the guy's not going to have any incentive to go save his stuff. He's not going to call the fire department. All right, it's not my stuff. Sabal la bisrifatan, I've seen. All right, velo batzalatan. It's like, I'm not going to gain anything by saving it. Which is, by trying to save the goods, I lose out. I got to pay money to save this guy's goods. I'm not going to lose anything if I let them burn. That's why the rabbis came along and made a gezerah. No, it's still in your possession. Which means, now he has an incentive to go save the goods. Now, which is, he has a benefit to save the goods. And also, he has a benefit to save it. If the goods went up as well, he benefits as well. Because really it's still in his possession. So he has an incentive to save the item. So if the rabbis put it in the possession of the seller. Let's get that Ashi again. Second white line. You get both. Which is you're going to lose it if it burns. Yeah, if it goes up, we're also going to give you the benefit. So if we'll have an incentive to save the product, good. B'miltad shechicha, she'ar netinat ma'ot b'mekach. Miltad lo shechiyach, she'ahayav lo adamim kodem lechen. Which is, you owed me money before the transaction. That's not shechiyach. Oh, so therefore we have a mahalach in the Mishnah. We'll conclude over here. We have a mahalach in the Mishnah. That what? The mahalach is, Really, the point of the Mishnah is to teach me halipi, that you can make halipim b'metaltenim. That's the maskana. You don't have to be a keli. Any item that you can assess for money, whether it's a cow, whether it's a shorat, metaltin is made by that item. Good. But what did you think at the beginning? No, in the beginning, when you said matbeya, and you wrote me a raya from animals. Oh, no, I was talking about that sometimes money can be used in a similar way, like halipin, where the buyer doesn't have to make meshicha. According to Rabbi Yochanan, normally from the Torah, ma'ot konot. But the rabbi said, ma'ot enam konot. Why? Because he's going to lose his product. Good. But in a case where it's not so common, he's going to say that ma'ot will be konot, like a halipin, that you don't have to make a meshicha. And that's what the Mishnah gets at. What's the case where money, Shorbabah, when it was a money, Shorbabah means there was a transaction with money, for then the guy wants to transfer the para using the money that he paid already. In that case, you don't have to make a meshicha. We like a halipin. So we have a derech in the Mishnah, the maskanat, the Gemara. We have a derech according to the Havamina. Continues, Ulrich Lakish, the Amar Meshicha Mefureshit Menat Torah. But according to the Shlakish, that says, Minat Torah, the Torah says there's a kinyan of Meshicha. Which is Minat Torah, there's no such thing as kinyan of Ma'ot. According to the Shlakish, Minat Torah, Meshicha is Mefureshet in the Torah. So now the question is, he can't learn the Mishnah like this last answer. Because money is never Koneh. And therefore you can't say with the money that's owed, he'll use it as the kinyan. Because he holds ma'ot is not konot min haTorah. You need to make a meshicha. So how is he going to learn the havamina of the Mishnah? Hani ha'isabala kerav sheshat de'amar perot avdi halipin mitaretz kerav sheshat. Good. He'll learn the Mishnah like kerav sheshat. That the havamina was perot. And the hadush of the Mishnah was what? That just like you can make halipin with money, you can make halipin with perot. And the raya was from basar, shor. And everything is good. But if you hold like Rav Nachman that says perot, you cannot make halipin. Then where are you going to learn the Mishnah? So you have to say he holds like Rav Sheshat. So therefore, if you're going to hold that there's no such thing as ma'ot konot, you have to say that the only way to learn the Mishnah is like Rav Sheshat that says perot avdi halipin. And therefore, the case of the Mishnah was perot make halipin, and the raya was from the basar of the show, that he's using that to make the halim, because that's like a deen of Peru. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen.